Hey, this is Some Guy.
This is the Bug Man.
And we're currently registered for the Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com. If you guys would like to nominate us, just go to the website, register, and you can nominate us for the Comedy Show of the Year.
That's right. We need your nomination vote. We appreciate you being here, and we can't do it without you.
Yeah. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man. Figure things out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bug Man.
And Bug Man, I believe you have the question today.
Yeah, so this week I'm kind of feeling the whole Bug Man, the Nature Man kind of vibe.
Okay.
I've been spending a lot of time outdoors.
Bugs is your thing.
Bugs is my thing. And
yes.
You find bugs outside. And so the whenever it was, I happened to notice a woodpecker, you know, out doing his thing, as they do.
You hear the tapping noise on the tree.
Tapping.
Brrr, or whatever it is.
You know, do you think woodpeckers get headaches?
Ooh, from the tapping on the tree?
I mean, their job,
their whatever it is they do, yeah.
Like, I mean, that is a full whiplash motion over and over.
Hurts my neck just thinking about
that. Just thinking about it.
Yeah, just...
So do you think, like, okay, so we have legs, but we get tired.
Uh-huh.
Do you think a woodpecker who has a bill...
Has, like, some serious tension headaches, like some migraine
issues. He? Don't you think?
Ugh, I would imagine he gives himself a concussion every time.
Right, like, where's the line there?
Yeah.
Because
Because what is a concussion? It's like, a concussion is like when you... when you hit your head so hard that like your brain hits the side of your skull and sort of bruises your brain a little bit.
Right.
So I'm thinking like this dude is constantly going after that.
Like he has
if he's not like just seeing spots constantly and having this horrible headache, splitting headache.
Like he has a really small brain or a really soft, soft skull to where.
Now hold on. Now what if it's not that he has. That he generates a headache from this.
Okay.
What if it's the dude is sort of stressed out, and so the only thing he knows to do is just he's tired of metaphorically banging his head against the wall, so
he
just literally
flies out.
You know, I'm gonna try that whole banging my head against the wall thing and see how that works out, and like this, and then it works out for every woodpecker in existence.
You know what I imagine? I imagine him laying down on a bird sofa talking to a bird psychiatrist, and he's like. Mr. Woodpecker, bird, how are you feeling today? And he's like, to be honest, I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm just coming out and telling you my issues, I'm not feeling real great at all.
Yes.
And the psychiatrist has no help for him. You know, whatever advice he has for him is just not working. So he slams the bird door open and flies out. And what's the first thing he does? He... finds a tree.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's to like for the young woodpeckers out there.
Yeah.
Like it sounds so unorthodox that the psychiatrist has to like close the door, and he's like, "No, look,
yes,
if I recommend this to you out loud,
like people, it's taboo,
where other people can hear me,
right?
People will think I'm crazy,
right?
But trust me, this works.
This
it works with everybody.
So therapeutic.
I know it's like." Slam your head against a tree
over and over again.
See how that works.
Like at what speed, doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
As fast as
you possibly can.
just kind of like that. And to the point where you've knocked a small hole into the tree and then you're done.
And sometimes you might find something to eat in there if you're lucky. And he's like, well, if that's what you say, then...
So woodpeckers, they don't tap trees to... necessarily at the first to find food.
Right. It's just an added
benefit. It's a treatment
benefit.
for the stress in their lives.
Like if you were me, were to say, I'm so angry at my electric bill.
Yeah.
And you go outside with a shovel and you just start digging a hole. Well, it's not your goal to find treasure. But if you do, then that's great. You're relieving stress. And you're fine. So what other, like, that makes me want to apply this to so many other things.
Uh-huh.
Like a grasshopper, you see him jumping everywhere all the time. Well, they can also fly a certain distance.
Well,
they have wings.
Yeah.
And they could crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Why then are they jumping everywhere? Like, what is...
Maybe they're trying to get away from something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you saying? That's it. I'm done with this. And they just... jumps out of there. I'm out.
I can't take it anymore.
And then his wife's like, you can't get away from me. I'm coming behind you. And then she's jumping after him.
These grasshoppers, dude. We never knew. They were family drama. Getaway artists. I'm leaving.
I'm out of here. You can't. Don't. Get off me. Get off me.
Dang, dude.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow.
You know what? The thing about woodpeckers, too. Sorry to go back to that. But yeah. So think of Woody the Woodpecker.
Woody the Woodpecker.
That dude's insane.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's crazy.
So I'm wondering if this therapy doesn't just have like a reverse effect at some point where it just drives them all nuts.
Yes. Crazy.
You know?
Right.
And then you just start to... that makes me kind of feel a little sympathetic to every woodpecker out there. Yeah. Like he starts out... It's like this tragic thing of doing this for therapy and then eventually...
Yeah.
You know? And then... So maybe we should care a little bit. When you hear that sound, it should make you sad.
It should make you sad because he's really struggling.
Like when the cricket or the grasshopper is jumping away from something.
Right.
You can't avoid your problems.
No, you can't avoid your problems.
You have to hit them head on.
You have to stay there and dish it out and get to the bottom of it.
You know, and there's a song at the end of every one of these problems, and I think that's where a lot of these grasshoppers end up.
Oh, yeah.
Is
right.
They're playing the music at night of the day of their horrible day. It has just transitioned into, you know what? This is my spot.
Right.
And I will play my song.
Yep. Right. Or
for the world.
Or he's hopped so far away from his problems that now he just has a sad song because he's left his family behind.
But I think that is healthier therapy than slamming your face against a
tree.
That's
got to be true. You know what I want?
We really
want?
Need to do some corrective procedures here for these woodpeckers who are having this problem.
So what I want is a silhouette of a woodpecker that just says, think first. You know, like instead of just going out with your instinct and hammering your head against the tree.
Yeah.
Let's just breathe.
Yeah.
You know,
find a better way to deal with failure or stress or whatever.
Because we know how woodpeckers are all failures. They're most of them, obviously.
I mean, they're slamming their faces against the tree.
A lot of them are. A high population. I mean, that's what we call them.
It's not the activity of a winner.
Right.
You know?
Right. To just... give up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, okay, so if we're saying just kind of, I don't even know what do you call it when you start with a word and then you just whatever the word next that you think of, you know what I mean? Like like you did it in English class.
Yeah.
They start with keyboard. Okay. Well, what's the first thing that comes in your head when I say keyboard?
When you say keyboard?
What is that called?
I don't know.
Anyway, as we're talking about this, what jumps in my mind next is fish.
Uh-huh. Fish.
Well, surely fish. Okay. So we're throwing bait into the water that has a hook on it.
Yep.
That has a string leading up. What is the fish going through? What are they going through to get to the point
mentally
where they say, is it famine? Like, is there nothing to eat?
It must be so depressing. Because think about this, those fish.
Yes.
There's a line leading up into the sky. They know where it's going.
And they can see...
Every one of them's cousin was killed the week before by the same thing. So I think they know what's up when that happens.
I do too.
And they are also medicating their issues unhealthily. And they're saying, you know what?
I'm out.
That fish hook is my way out. Yep,
I'm out. That's so sad. And you look at the other end, the worm. You know, like we are searching the worms out to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, finding them for the hooks.
Finding them for the hooks. Now, you know, it seems like every other episode we're talking about PETA and animal rights.
Well, we do bring it up a lot.
But I guess it's part of our growing up or life.
Sure.
You know, all these animal things.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, seriously, a fish floating, swimming. I guess a fish doesn't float. A fish swims.
Yeah.
So they're swimming underwater, and they see this shadow up above them and a line going straight up to it, and they're like, ding, ding, yep, take me on up.
Yeah.
What does a fish go through to get them to that place?
I don't know.
It's depressing.
Well, now look, I feel bad for the fish.
Yeah.
But fish is good.
Well, I mean,
I'm eating it.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not eating it. I'm eating it.
You know? I honestly don't care too much about what the worms' problems are. I mean, that's why I'm putting them on the hook in the first
place. But if it gets us the fish.
And this exactly. Yeah. You know, a grasshopper can be used as fish bait as well.
That's
so
right.
Any grasshopper that wants to jump out of his life and into mine can go on a whatever, hook for all I care.
What? Yeah.
And I don't know how woodpecker meat tastes, but I'm not really... If you ask me, are you more concerned with the mental health of a woodpecker or maybe starving. What they taste like in the form of a burger?
Yes.
I'm going to go for the burger.
Yeah, I guess I am too. But we're intellectuals, you know. We like to think about these things, I guess.
I want to help.
Yeah. Put them out of their misery, you mean?
Well, yeah. But I do. I want to. Yes,
right. Know. We want.
And I'm hungry.
We are at the front line of woodpecker fish and grasshopper issues once again, you know, for the world.
Exactly.
The rest of the world doesn't have to worry about it because we are.
All right,
we have done it.
I think we figured this one out.
We have figured it out.
Okay, so if you're a woodpecker, grasshopper, fish, or a worm, then please listen to this episode.
Yes,
and
we can help.
And understand that we care.
We care.
About you and about dinner.
Yes.
Also, if you are just, you know, if you're into this kind of animal biology, if you're a student maybe studying for a degree, I think this is the place to come because we've done some real
woodpecker psychology
analysis here. Yeah.
Yep.
So you come this way, send your professors this way because I think we have a serious lecture series
we
building.
We can teach them.
In this show.
That's right.
All right. Well, I think we got that one figured out. It's locked up. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man Figure Things Out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bug Man.